Similarly, they've created the Earth Charter. They've created the Ark of Hope, the mirror image of the Ark of the Covenant. Everything that's going on today simply is a mirror image of God's plan for what's going on. Well, Joan is going to be talking to us today about international finance and some of the things she has learned, her travels throughout the world, and we are indeed fortunate to have her here to be able to come to explain to our listeners across America how these people of great wealth are manipulating everything going on today. Joan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. It's really a lot of fun to be able to have shared or to be able to share all this research after having gone to these conferences and met the people who you have just named. And indeed, what I'd like to do is to connect. You know, we talk about the Patriot Act, we talk about terrorism and sustainable development and Agenda 21 and this globalization of the economy, the International Economic Fund. And it's very confusing to put all of these things together or to make the connections and have them make any sense. So I'd like to connect a little bit of that. I was first introduced to the Earth Charter in, 1997 in Rio at the Earth Summit.
That was the third Earth Summit.
Correct. And it was unveiled in 97 by Stephen Rockefeller. And it was also at that meeting that Mikhail Gorbachev was describing this document as a new set of 10 or 15 commandments that would replace the original 10.
In other words, those that God drew up weren't as anywhere as good as the ones that he and Maurice and really Stephen Rockefeller were going to draw up, the plan for modern civilization.
Well, and it's...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.